Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we learned about two types of Isurei Erva, two types of Isurei Bia. One is the Etzem Maisa HaBia, which is Aser, and another is the corruption of the proper relationship. So we saw that when one has Bia with his father's wife, that is a corruption, a perversion of the correct relationship one should have to one's father, Ishto Kagufo, that the father should be one that whom he respects and who he looks up to, and there's a hierarchy. And now by having a bia with his wife, which is a relationship of boel and niveles, that corrupts and perverts and taints the relationship between one and one's father. And therefore the Torah tells us Erbas avicha, the erbas imcha lo segala, imcha hi lo segala ervasa. You shouldn't be megala of your father, the erva of you, the nakedness of your father, your mother. Rashi says, zo eshes avicha. This is your father's wife. Because by having bia with one's father's wife, one is corrupting the proper relationship, the kavod. Like the Ramban says, the kavod zakenim he's supposed to have for his father by having bia with his ishto kagufo. That was the so that we learned in the previous shir. And we saw that it is a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's talking about Eishes Avicha. According to the Rabbanan, it's talking about Avicha Kepshuto. Rashi learns like Rabbi Yehuda. So now we are continuing. That it says Ervas Avicha Lo Segala, which according to, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda means Eishes Avicha, since the Maisa itself is not with one's actual father, rather with one's father's wife, Aishas Aviv. From this itself you see that the yisod of the Isser that was said here is on the relationship that was created through the Gilui Erva. That's through that she is your father's wife, and there's a relationship of Ishto Kagufo between his father and this woman. Because of this, the relationship that is created through the bia is also applies in relationship to the father, and that is what this pasuk is assuring. It's assuring a destruction of the relationship of the covenant that one should have for one's father. So mitzad atzma, we see that the pasuk itself is telling us that the iser here, the yisoda iser, is machmas hayachas shenoitzer bebia, because of the relationship that's created through this bia. However, the pasuk continues and says, one should also not be megala the erva of one's mother, ervas imchalos segale, which is the same lashon that we have by other arayas. What does that mean? It means that the iser is the etzem maisabia. So that's why the pasuk has to continue and say, no, imcha hi lo segale ervasa. So we don't have that lashon by other arayas. And that means that the yisod ha-iser is because of the stira between the fact that she's your mother, and that when it's megala one's erva, then that's a lack of kavod for one's mother. That's a new yachas. It used to be a yachas of son to mother, which is one of kavod, and now it's boel and nevelis, which is terrible. So this iser of imo was set together with the iser of eishes aviv. It's the same geder, and therefore it's set in the same pasuk. In one pasuk it says that one shouldn't have bia with one's father, which means one's father's wife, because that's a corruption of the yachas. That's a stira to the correct yachas. That's the problem. And then we continue with your mother. Your mother, you would think it's the etzem maisa habia. And the teretz is that it's not the etzem maisa habia, but it's rather the corruption of the relationship, which is the same as eishes avicha. Pasuk says that you shouldn't be megala the erva of your father, which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, your father's wife. That's a corruption of the achas, between you and your father. It's not the etzem ma'aseh bia, one's not having bia with one's father, one's having bia with one's father's wife. But the pasuk couches it in terms of it being with one's father, because he's messing up the relationship with his father. Ishto kagufo. And then we go weiter and we say it's the same problem with one's mother. It's not only a problem of the etzem ma'aseh bia, but it's a problem now of corrupting the relationship. And therefore the pasuk has to conclude and say, imcha hi lo segal ervasa. She's your mother. How can one have bia with one's mother? It's corrupting the relationship. And therefore, mitzavah lo segal erva, so one shouldn't be megala the erva. But it doesn't have to conclude and say, as we asked, it should also say, why do we forget erva savicha? It says erva savicha berachas imcha lo segal, imcha lo segal erva. So what happened to erva savicha at the end of the pasuk? It should say avicha hu lo segal erva. So no. It forgets avicha. It just says erva savicha berachas imcha lo segal, imcha lo segal erva. So we just go on the second problem, the second issur in the pasuk imcha. What about avicha? The answer is that it doesn't have to repeat avicha, because avicha, that's pshuta shel mikra. Pshuta shel mikra and avicha, like Rashi says, is eishes avicha. Eishes avicha is going to be kilkul ayachas, and since that's kilkul ayachas, when it says erva simcha, you would think that it's talking about the etzem aisabiyah, and then it says no imchai, she's your mother. That's the siba seiser, because she's your mother. And therefore, lo segal ervasa. So the pasuk has to explain to us what the problem is. The problem with the father, we can chop on our own. Because if ervas avicha means eishes avicha, we understand why it's a problem. Because of the ishto kagufo, and it's a kilkol hayachas. It's messing up the proper relationship. It's perverting the relationship. But imcha, you would think it's mamish because of the etzem ma'aseh, the one's having bia with one's mother. And the pasuk is mefarish. No, imcha hi. She's your mother. And therefore, it's a kilkol in the yachas between you and your mother. The Yisod HaIsser is Machmas Hastira Bein HaYachas HaMischayev Shel Imchahi. There has to be a proper Yachas to one's mother. And there's a stira between the Yachas of Imcha and then the Yachas of the Bia. Because the Yachas of the Bia is Bol and Aveles. And the Yachas of Imcha is one of Kavod. That can't be. So the pasuk says, no, imcha, you have it all wrong. She's your mother. One needs to be mechabed her, not be her boel. So therefore that, the pasuk had to explain. And the pasuk says it again. Imcha hi lo segal ervasa. You're not allowed to do it, and we're going to tell you why. Since she's your mother, that's why you're not allowed to be megala her erva. We know she's your mother. No, but it's saying because it's messing up the yachas. Proper yachas that one should have to one's mother. But it doesn't have to explain the same thing with the father, because the father we understand, because it says avicha, and it's talking about eishes avicha, so it's pashut, that's the reason, it's not the etzem ma'aseh bia. If the etzem ma'aseh bia, then it could have said eishes avicha. But it says avicha, so it's a kilkul in yachas, so to imcha is a kilkul in yachas, and according to this, we can explain the next pasuk. Ervas eishes avicha lo segala, ervas avicha hi. Which is the same lashon we have by other arayos, and the pasuk is telling us that not only is eishes aviv aser because of the relationship that's created through this bia of baal and avelis that we don't want, and that's a kilkul of the correct yachas one should have to one's father of kavod, but rather pasuk ches is telling us, this new pasuk is telling us, that she's also aser because of the maisa bia, just like by other arayos. The pasuk says erbas avichai. Since she's Eisha Savicha, she has a Cheftza di Isura. That asers her Bia. And just like there are Ma'acholas Asuros, in other words, there are foods that the Ma'isa Achil is Aser, there's also a Cheftza of Asura of Eisha Savicha that is Aser in a Ma'isa Bia. And therefore it says Lo Segala. Like the Lashon of the Rambam in Sefer Kedusha, that there's Hilchas Macholas Asurois, and then there's Hilchas Isurei Bia. So this woman, this Eishes Avicha, is a Chefza of Isura, because she's Ervas Avicha. So Ervas Eishes Avicha, Lo Segala, one's not allowed to be Megala, have Bia with the wife of one's father, and the Etzem Eishes Bia is Aser. Why? Because it's Ervas Aviv. Since she's one's father's wife, that is the nakedness of one's father. That's the Etzem Eishes Habiyah. The Etzem Eishes Habiyah is Aser. Then what's the lamaisa? What's the nafgamina lamaisa? In the previous pasuk, we already asered Eishes Aviv, and as we explained, she's aser because it's a kilkul of the yachas to one's father. Now we're going fight and we're saying that she's also Aser for herself. The Etzem Eishes Bia is Aser by the father. It's not the Etzem Eishes Bia, because the pasuk says Ervas, it says that that Ervas Avicha Lo Segale, and it's talking about Eishes Avicha. So it can't be pshat that it's the Etzem Eishes Bia, because then the pasuk would have said, would have spoken about the Etzem Eishes Bia with her. From the fact that the pasuk couched it in the terms of being Ervas Avicha, it must be that it's because you're doing something wrong to your father. To kilkul in the yachas to one's father. And that else the Eishes Bia, which as we said in the previous year, with one's father and with the Zachar and the Nekev, it's a completely different parasha. It says Ervas Avicha, and it's referring to Eishes Avicha. It's because of the kilkul of the yachas to one's father. It's not the Etzem Eishes Bia, because the Bia with one's father is very different than the Bia with one's mother. It's for one's father's wife, because with the Zachar it's a different geder. So the Ervas Avicha, which is referring Pshuto Shel Mikra, according to Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda, to one's father's wife, is because of the kilkul of the yachas. That's Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Ches comes and says Ervas Eishes Avicha. That's because of the Etzem Eishes Bia, Beseder, but we already asked Bia, so what's the Nafkamina Lamaisa? So the answer is, that's what Rashi says, La'achar Misa. Because Mitzad the Isser on the Yachas, that's Chal, between him and his father when he has Bia, with his wife, with his father's wife, we're not going to ask her after Misa Saviv. Why? Because first of all, once his father dies, he's not going to be creating a new relationship with him. And also, once the father dies, then his wife is mutter, it's not ishto kagufo anymore. So we can't say that when he has bia with his father's wife, he's being makalkal the yachas to his father, because ishto kagufo, it's not kagufo anymore, the father's guf is dead, it's lying in the grave. So now it's a completely new Zach. Since the Etzem Mitzias of Eishes Aviv is the Mitzias Asura Labia, therefore we're going to Aser even La'achar Mitzias Aviv. So here it's the Etzem Eishes Bia that's Aser. Her Mitzias Asers them with Bia. She's Eishes Aviv. That's an Erva. And that's the Lamaisa of Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Zayin is telling us one's not allowed to be with one's father's wife, Alt Kilkul Hayachas, and that only applies when he's alive. Pasuk Ches is telling us, no, the Etzem Eishes Bia is Aser, can't be Kilkul Hayachas, he's already dead. Can't create a new Yachas. after he's dead. There's no Ishtoka Gufo after he's dead. So here it's the Etzem Maisa Habiyah. And the Laman Afgamina Maisa is not only the Etzem Maisa Habiyah Aser when he's alive, certainly, but even after he's dead, the Etzem Maisa Habiyah is Aser. And that's why Rashi says, Lachar Moso. So there's still a lot more to explain on this on these psukim. When you read it, it looks straightforward, but whenever you read Dibeir, you learn that nothing is straightforward. Al Kopanim, if you would like, you can look in the Dibeir in Parashas Achremos from page Reish Chof Gimel in Tinyana, and you can see how he continues explaining the pasuk, the psukim based on this, and why Rashi, as we asked in the first shir, had to bring a pasuk from Parashas Kedoshim to prove that when it says Erevas Aviv, it's referring to Eishes Aviv and not to your father Kipshuto, like the Rabbanan learn. Why does he have to prove that from Parshas Kedosh, and why can't he just prove it from Pasuk Ches and other interesting insightful remarks? And we should all be Zoche and Mitzasham Lumo do the Lamed Lishmar Velasis Ulekaim is called Divrei Sam Lutaras V'Yahava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest and most beloved friends.